I'm your host, correspondent Tom Wilmer. Right now, we're at the Palm Theater in the heart of downtown San Luis Obispo. We're with Sky McLennan, executive director of the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival. Hi, Sky.
Hi, Tom.
Talk to us about the film festival as an ongoing integral part of the Central Coast.
Yeah, so the film festival took over the Palm Theater in July 2024, and we want to bring the essence of the film festival to the theater all year long, 5 days a week. So we're screening new independent films here. We're screening retrospective screenings. We're bringing back alumni from the film festival to come show their films, do a little run, theatrical run, and then doing Q&As with them, partnering with other nonprofits, and really bringing that essence from the fest all year long. And then we've also got a new membership as well called the Palmy membership, which has been really fun to do as well.
How does somebody find out to sign up to become a Palmy?
Yeah, so you can go to thepalmtheater.com to become a Palmy or come in person to the Palm. It gives you discounts to the festival, to the theater, free popcorn every time you visit. So yeah, it's really a great deal.
Typically, year in, year out, how many movies do you showcase? Is it all over the place?
I would say, yeah, it's tons. In one calendar, like we release a monthly calendar, there could be 20 to 30 retrospective screenings, which are films that are like 3 years or older. And then we've got like four or five new indie films we're usually showing too on top of that. So it's a lot. And then some months are more stacked than others. Like for this year, for October, for Halloween, we like went all out. We had like all different kinds of horror movies and series for that.
So you do stuff throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really been a lot of fun. We've also been featuring different filmmakers. Like we had Mickey 17, which is the new Joe Ho movie. And we featured his retrospective of his past work as well. Sean Baker, we had his new film, Anora. He just won Best Picture. And we showed some of his older films. So that's been fun too, is to show the new one, but then you can come here and learn more about him.
And how about thematic? Do you change your theme?
Yeah, for the year-round programming, yeah, each month we really like dial in on the holidays and we're looking at things that might be relevant. So for May, for Mother's Day, we're actually showing Mommy Dearest and Serial Mom as well. So yeah, just like having fun with those kind of hits there. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Briefly, this organization could not survive without volunteers.
Yes.
That's really core.
Yeah. For the film festival, we have a little over 200 volunteers. They help throughout the festival. We also have 70 screeners. They're volunteers as well.
They sit down and review and watch the movies and then rate them.
Exactly. Yeah. We try to get at least 3 to 4 people to watch all the movies that are submitted.
How do you garner your screeners?
Most of them are community members, actually, or long-term volunteers. They're normal people, which I think's good to having your screeners. Some festivals have people that are industry insiders, and I see as us, the core programming team, being more of those industry people, but I do like to hear the perspectives of regular folks. You know, it's like, what do they think of these movies? You know, I think it's very different.
Make up the bulk of the people that
exactly
watch the movies. Yeah,
exactly.
A little bit more about what you're most proud of, what keeps you going.
Well, I am most proud of taking over the theater. This theater was one of the first.
Palm Theater.
This was one of the first places I ever saw a foreign film. It was the first place I ever saw international films. Growing up in Templeton in a really small community, it was a really important place for me. I'm very proud of the film festival gaining more and more notoriety beyond SLO. That filmmakers want to play here. They want to come here. That means a lot.
The film festival is now the management overseers of the Palm Theater, even though it's family owned.
Yes, exactly. And actually, Jim D., who is the owner of the building, he and the established the Palm, he was one of the original board members that helped form the festival. So it's very like full circle.
Okay, anything you want to add, now's our time.
That's it. I'll see you at the movies.
So to learn more, do you have a go-to website?
Learn more at slowfilmfest.org or thepalmtheater.com.
Sky McLennan, thank you so much for making the time.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. We've been talking with Sky McLennan, the executive director of the San Luis Obispo International Film Festival.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York, and in fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.